Hey guys, welcome to our first bonus episode. We ended up talking so much in episode 8 about Captain America that we decided we'd snip that part out just to keep the show length reasonable and put that up separate. So that is what you're going to listen to in just a second.
Now we should talk about Captain America because that was a big event this week, right? We went to the midnight showing.
Awesome event.
Big
We
excitement.
did go to the midnight show. It was
Totally
awesome.
kicked my ass because
Yeah,
I'm such a
I'm
pud.
still tired.
I took a long nap after I got off work.
And so what'd you think of the movie?
Okay. I really liked it. I was not disappointed in a single thing. I thought it was I loved the pacing. I loved that it was set during the World War. You know, there was a little bit at the beginning in present day and a little bit at the end.
Yeah, they
Not
didn't just
the
jump straight into
Yeah.
the. They didn't like screw the old stuff. We're going to start with the new stuff.
Yeah. I could watch like movie after movie of Captain America set in
Well,
that time
speaking
period.
of that, we went and watched the Captain America at midnight, and then that next day, I was so tired when I woke up, there was literally 6 or 8 hours of Captain America movies on
On
the
Sci-Fi
Sci-Fi
Channel.
Channel,
Yeah.
and they were horrible. All of them.
Terrible movies.
Yes. So it's not the first Captain America movie, but kind of like the Highlander, it is the only one.
Exactly. It was good. I thought it was good too. And the way you described it, the way you say you felt about it, that you were not disappointed in any aspect of it. You liked the pacing. You liked the era that it took place in. You liked the respect that it showed to the mythos of Captain America. I agree. There was nothing wrong with this movie at all. I like Thor better. Just my taste, I guess. I don't know
Oh,
why.
I can see that.
I don't know why I like Thor better, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with this Captain America movie, as far as I'm concerned. It's a good movie.
I'd say yeah. If you like Iron Man, Thor, Iron Man 2,
Hulk.
Hulk, you're gonna like this one.
Yeah, I agree that
The
I someone was saying right after the movie that they thought Iron Man was better. I think that's just because you've Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark.
Yeah.
If you had any other person playing Tony Stark, it may have been good, but it wouldn't have been as good.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans, hell of a job as Captain America.
Oh yeah.
That dude, I can't, now that he's played it, I can't think of anybody else except for maybe the guy who played Thor. He would have been a good Captain America. Just because he's a 6'5", muscle-bound, blonde-haired, blue-eyed dude. Just
Too
like,
much though.
you think too
But
much.
he's not American, is he?
I don't know.
I
He had
thought
an English accent
I
in
thought he was
Star
English.
Trek.
Yeah.
No, I mean he had American accent in
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Oh, I thought
I
Thor
don't
was
know.
from like Norway or
Well,
something. But he
definitely
Technically, he's
is.
from Asgard.
Chris
Asgard, there you
Hemsworth,
go.
is that his name?
That's
Hemsworth.
I don't know.
But
Okay, who knows?
to go by Chris Evans. Chris Evans did a hell of a job.
Yeah, he did
Much
great.
better than he did as the Human Torch. But that's.
Well, see, I
I
like the Human
like him as
Torch.
George, but he played it different.
Yeah.
He can do that, and you've seen him do funny stuff
It's
and
not like Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool and going to Green Lantern. This was better.
I hate to be a naysayer, though, on
We
Captain
gotta
America.
have a
No.
naysayer.
I
We
gotta do
gotta
the
have a
naysay.
naysayer.
I'm gonna naysay here. The only thing that I did not like about Captain America was they did a fantastic job on making Chris Evans look like a tiny, scrawny little
Oh,
nothing.
yeah.
that CGI was.
Just so amazing. But his voice didn't change. That's
Yeah,
where my
I
problem
noticed that,
was.
but
I didn't even notice that. I didn't think about it. But now that you
this
say that, like,
this tiny little
you would think
scrawny
scientifically,
105 pound
yeah,
weakling
his lungs would be
with
different.
that
His.
deep, charismatic,
I didn't even think
giant
of
adult
that.
voice, that was the only thing that drove me nuts,
Okay,
but
let
I
me ask you
accepted it.
this. Let me ask you this. Was it enough to take you out of
Oh
that? Okay.
no.
Because see, like, I didn't even notice it, but you
I
guys obviously did.
I did
I didn't
notice
pay much
it.
attention. I kind of just gave it. They, just threw it on there on that pile and said, you don't critique movies like that. But if I was to have a complaint about it, that was it.
Huh, that's interesting. I didn't even
And it
notice.
is such a small little
Yeah.
like nothing
If you
complaint.
honestly complain about that's you being a stupid nerd,
Yeah,
right?
well, yeah, I'm. Well, I'm.
You're like,
I.
scientifically, a man's lungs would be different.
Well, it just kind of drew me away from it. It's kind of like in Green Lantern. There's a few things that Ronald Reynolds did a fantastic job about it, But there's a few minor little things that occurred in that movie that drew me out of it, and being a Green Lantern fan, that threw me for kind of a loop. But it wasn't enough for me to complain about a movie, because the movie itself was fantastic.
Cool.
And Captain America was a fantastic movie, which is what I wanted out of it. Was it's one thing that most people are going to complain about is that the movie is very predictable. I mean, anything about Captain America, you know that this is going to happen. The only real curveball that threw me in there was when they killed, spoiler, Bucky.
Yeah.
Because Bucky, in the comic books,
he's alive today.
Lived because he fell into the water and lost an arm. And in this, he fell out of the Alps into rocks, and it's a little harder to survive that.
There was a river in the bottom of the ravine. And
you think they're
going
to try to pull that?
They didn't show him die.
That's a long fall into a river.
So I don't think they're trying to pull that, but I just think someone said, hey, you know Bucky's history.
Just in case.
Just in case.
They could.
Let's not show him die.
But you got to remember, though, in the comics, they always, you know, he was dead for a long time before.
He was dead. He walked it off.
Captain America was in the ice for 70 years.
Cap, they were on the rocket, and Cap jumped off, and Bucky didn't, and the rocket blew up.
And Bucky lost his arm.
Cap thought he was dead. He
was captured by the Russians, became Winter Soldier.
That was like 70 years later.
Listen, if you think about this, they took that captured by the Russians, put it in the first of happening instead of the last, because he was captured by the Nazis. And tortured. When my wife was with us in the theater, when she saw that, she thought for sure that Bucky was going to be some sort of evil agent or something, because he was laying on that bed. All the other soldiers were in cages, and he was being experimented on.
Well, I think that was sort of a throwback.
I think it's
to,
a setup.
Could be. I thought it was more of a throwback to Zola, because in the comic, Zola, he wasn't he didn't do technology stuff. He was bioengineering guy.
Who's Zola?
He was the scientist? He's the dude that looked just like a Nazi scientist should look like.
Sherman,
I don't know the actor's name.
Well, no, he played Capote, Sherman Capote, the author.
Sherman Capote?
Truman Capote. There you go. I don't know anything about that, but one of my favorite movies is that dude in that movie. I could sit and watch that movie all day long.
He was also in that movie not too long back that really, really super crappy fantasy movie where they has the comedian guy from and John Franco and Natalie Portman.
Oh,
and
Your Highness.
He's in that as
I didn't even see it.
As a little imp guy.
I love him
guy
as an actor.
Genitalia and
but yeah,
really
I've seen him in other stuff, and I love his actor. So when I saw him, I was like, oh, great, that's awesome. Yeah, I love
like
him.
At the beginning, he's
he
got,
looks like.
Yeah, he puts the lab coat on. He's got like black gloves and the little black round
lab
glasses.
I'm like, Indiana Jones, Nazi scientist.
Dude, this movie, you could totally put it side by side with Indiana Jones, and I think they could take place like
right at the same time.
But no one said Zo. Right. Instead of set.
They did say nuclear vessel.
I don't think they did.
They said vessel.
That's but. Russian. But he did say Adolf Hitler was wasting his time digging for trinkets out in the desert.
Yeah.
But it has that total pulp feel.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, there's just something awesome about just beating Nazis up.
You felt a swell of pride every time he hit somebody with that shield.
Well, okay, I brought up the other Captain America movies that were showing on Sci-Fi Channel, and we all remember the terrible ears in the Captain America suit from the 90s movie, and remember the incredibly terrible Red Skull makeup.
Yeah.
But what about...
And they made him Italian. Because they had German backers to make that movie, and they made him change it.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's hilarious. I was just watching, like, what the
so
fuck
they changed
is he
it
Italian?
He was Italian, and instead of Hitler, they had Mussolini.
Like, what?
Yes.
Did you see the 1990-something Captain America movie?
That's the one we're talking about.
He looked like somebody just grabbed him out there, ripped the skin off, because he had, like... The muscle tissue,
he
the
just
blood
had scar.
Gore.
He didn't even have, like, it wasn't even red. It just was like scar tissue.
At the very beginning,
the one that was all red.
He did, but then through most of it, he had the mask.
He had a mask
thing
on. There's a few scenes at the very beginning of it where you just saw him just, like, you saw the jaw disclosure right here where it had all the blood and gore. And But Hugo Weaving as Red Skull.
This is my point. The CGI to create the Red Skull and the actor that played Red Skull, Hugo, amazing, right?
He's not Agent so bad Schmidt. Once you
yeah,
get to
Agent
knowing.
Schmidt. I said that to you in the movie.
Well, and also...
Mr. Rodger.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, he was on a quest to get a magic cube.
Yeah. I don't get that, I guess.
He voiced Megatron.
Oh. Oh, God. I didn't even get
so, that. Do you guys think he's going to make an appearance in the first Avengers movie, or do you think they're going to wait for that?
I think they'll use a different villain. And
I don't know, because...
It looks like Loki's the main villain in the next one, because they show an awful lot of him, but...
I think Ultron's going
to
be
I think
the main
he went
villain.
To Asgard.
It looked like, well, I don't know if Asgard, but he grabbed that and he got shot in the space. So he
He didn't get disintegrated.
He's not dead. The space bridge beam someplace.
It was the same effect as the space bridge.
Exactly.
From
oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't the same effect because it had him, like, his skin peeling off and
slower,
stuff.
But
this was like if a human used the space bridge, not an Asgard god.
So they, I don't know, they said that...
He's not dead. That's the point of it.
Oh,
he's
no,
not
I,
dead.
I,
he
I,
was blasted someplace.
Yeah.
Well, it's a better story than, oh, he was also in suspended animation, which is what the comic was. But, you know, they said that the Tesseract is what they call it. They didn't actually ever... I don't think they ever called it the Cosmic Cube.
No.
But they said, you know, it was...
But if you know anything about comics,
yeah.
you know that that's a
cosmic
cube.
It was the jewel of Loki of Odin's weapons room or whatever.
That's at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And like he drops the fake one on the floor.
And you know, that's some Norse tie-in, which is pretty cool.
Speaking of Indiana Jones, that's the whole choose wisely scenario.
But in the comics, though, the cosmic cube's not an Asgardian artifact.
No, it's Eternals, or not Eternals. What are the...
Abstracts?
No, the big space gods.
The
Celestials. It's a celestial object, isn't it?
Abstracts.
I can't...
What's an
abstract? They're called the Abstracts.
No, you're thinking of, like, Eternity and Galactus.
Yeah, that would be Galactus. Are you talking about the little lesser...
No, Galactus is a celestial.
No, he's an abstract.
He's way more than a celestial.
Yeah, he's beyond...
I've never heard of these abstract guys.
Oh, no,
It's just a collective term for, like...
The Living
Galactus
Tribunal.
Is one, Eternity is one, Death is one.
Okay.
But no,
I didn't know they were separate.
The Cosmic Cube in the comics, wasn't it created by AIM? It was like a man-made thing that contained
some
sort of energy.
There are tons of comic cubes.
Yeah.
Cosmic cubes.
Like, the Skrulls made one
there's a lot
a
of
long
cosmic
time ago.
Gems, too, but...
I don't know if those are related.
Six.
Well, I mean that there's a bunch
of them.
Those are
the Infinity
Gems.
Infinity Gems, yeah.
Right, but they're related.
Is there six or five?
There's gonna be five then.
Well, I thought there was one
because
in the middle.
There's the Knuckles and then one in the middle.
Okay.
But they're all related though. I think you're right. There was definitely something with AIM and the Cosmic Cube back in the day. I remember that.
Yeah.
But I think they were just testing it. I think it was around before then.
I don't think it goes back to
the powers of whoever.
I think it goes back to Galactus and stuff like that and his people because they existed and. That's where he has the infinite nullifier and stuff like that.
We are totally
comic booking nerding this now.
That's
so.
What we're all about, man.
Okay, yeah. So
does Galactus have a?
No, but he has the infinite nullifier. His people all died. They got wiped out during the big boom.
One.
No, his people existed before the big boom and they wandered the universe. And then when the big boom occurred, it wiped out his entire population except for him. And he survives off of cosmic energy and sucking the life force out.
The big boom, in fact, was Galactus. Farting.
Oh, yeah.
He
killed
too
everybody
much,
else. He had too many plants.
Cosmic chili.
Yeah. Cosmic chili got him. And that's why the Celestials hate Galactus.
Man, love the Celestial stuff.
The Celestials
do.
They're fantastic. But they hate Galactus because they're birthed inside of planets.
Yeah, he eats their
eggs. And
we need to go to Hurley's Comics, and me and you, we need to pick up from their 50 cent bin all this stuff that you're telling me so that I know it. Because I love the Celestials. Atlantis attacks, all that stuff's tied into
a lot of
Celestials.
That stuff. The best stuff to find out anything about Galactus is Fantastic Four or Silver Surfer.
I didn't have any clue about that stuff.
Yeah, he's not exactly they've changed him quite a bit because that's why they fear him a lot too because he has an ancient weapon that he brought with him back from.
I thought the nullifier was what.
Those
Fantastic were, Four used.
They've tried. They've done that before, where they've said that the Infinite Nullifier was something that Mr. Fantastic made.
Right.
But it's if you look at the actual, you know, the hardcore
like Jack Kirby and
yeah,
all that stuff
information
back in
on
the day.
The infinite nullifier. It's an artifact that existed during his people's time, and he brought it back, and that's how he keeps he uses that to keep a lot of them off his back. Because if anybody really messed with him, he could just go, "You're dead."
He could just blast them.
And just make them where they don't exist anymore. And that's why it keeps him on power level with a lot of the other, a lot of the other, what they, you know, gods, if you want to call them that. But they're typically called abstracts now.
Gods with a small g.
Yeah.
That's how Marvel would publish it.
Well, they all admit that it's kind of funny that the abstracts all admit when you get to the Living Tribunal, his whole thing is that he only answers to the one power greater than him, and it kind of goes with that he is the one powers
right. They
judge, jury.
Well,
and
they didn't want the hardcore Christians coming down on him.
To come down
so
on
they,
him. Yeah.
They said, "Oh well, we'll throw a bone your way and
yeah.
say that there's one guy that."
They don't ever say it's like, "Oh, you know, God." They just say the one power greater than him. That he
demigods and yeah. semigods and what's that?
Some of the lesser gods.
Yeah, there's a word, but I can't think of it.
Proto god.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
There's all sorts of stuff that
little gods.
Look, teeny tiny little baby gods.
At least that's what I'm thinking. Of. If I remember right, on the
get off my teeth,
that's what
baby
I'm
god.
Doing, so,
so Captain America.
We cut your fingers off.
I know you are.
Captain America was amazing,
yes.
And I'm really pumped up about the Avengers movie now since they did a really good job with Iron Man, which I thought is. Was
phenomenal.
Just the best. Was just one of the best movies that they've made.
It
in a long
sparked
time.
The forest fire that is
yeah.
now Marvel Films.
Even the Hulk was good.
Oh yeah,
and
oh,
it
yeah.
really makes me upset
even
that they
Ang
couldn't
Lee's
get.
Even Ang Lee's Hulk was good.
That they,
if you cut out all that crap that he put into it,
well, let's
just
not
have
talk
all the Hulk
about,
stuff.
Let's just not talk
if
about
you cut
that
out
one.
All the crap, there's nothing left.
It's a 5-minute movie. We're a Hulk angry.
Okay, there's one fight with a pack of. Hulk dogs, and then one fight versus a storm cloud. There's nothing cool in that movie.
And then a fight with helicopters and tanks. It was awesome.
Okay, I guess that one part is cool.
The Hulk was good, and I thought Ed Norton Jr. did a fantastic job.
He did, yeah.
And it really drives me
Ed
crazy.
Ed Norton Jr., you can't go wrong.
That he is not in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo, though, is a good actor, too. I really like Mark Ruffalo.
Well, Johnny Depp's a good actor, too, but I couldn't see him playing the role of the Hulk.
I could see him playing Ant-Man.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that. So the Hulk
yeah,
was good.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo definitely will be the substitute sugar.
Yeah.
You know, it will be the...
The saccharin.
The Splenda of Ed Norton Jr.
Ed Norton sugar.
What was Mark... Who's, I'm having trouble placing a face with that name.
You remember that movie Safe Men with Bill Chop?
Yes.
He was to Sam Rockwell. I think Sam Rockwell was in that too. He was the officer.
Back to Sam.
Ever since
see,
I've
this
seen
is
that.
How we. Dude, this all ties back to Sam Rockwell. You
it's all his fault.
This?
Sam Rockwell is amazing.
But so Hulk was good. Iron Man 2 was meh as compared to Iron Man movies because let's
compared
let's
to
just
the
face
first
it.
One, it was meh, but
it's still a great
I
movie. I loved
day.
It. I thought. His name just jumped out of my head. The bad guy. Oh man, Michael Rourke,
Mickey Rourke,
yeah. Did a. I thought he was just going to be terrible, but when
you
he
can't
got
go wrong,
he,
Mickey Rourke,
you're just like, wow, he's just great.
You let him be flamboyant
yeah.
And have dreadlocks, and Mickey Rourke will run with it.
Yeah,
but if you make him, you know, try to cut his hair or make him
terrible.
Wear a suit, and he's going to whine and complain the whole time.
Sam Rockwell was in that movie.
Sam Rockwell was in that movie.
Damn.
As Justin Hammer, and he was brilliant. He comes up dancing on stage,
great,
trying
yeah.
to be like Tony Stark.
He did a really good job.
Sam Rockwell is the new Kevin Bacon.
Oh man!
Oh god! You just blew my
no,
mind.
I don't want to do this. But Iron Man 2 was great, and Thor was. I only had one complaint about Thor the entire time, so that movie just was just. I rank it number 2, right behind Iron Man. And then now I think I'm going to have to rank it 3rd because I think I did enjoy Captain America more than I did Thor.
As far as, like, comic book translation into movie form goes, here's how I rank Thor.
Number 1.
Number 1. You take Jack Kirby's Thor and you look at it today with the art direction and the cinematography and the special effects that are in Thor, and you're going to say, that's Jack Kirby all
oh, yeah.
the way.
It would have been so easy to just go over that line a little bit and go cheesy with it.
Yeah, and
but it totally
didn't
works.
Happen. Number 1, That's Thor.
Volstagg could have been bigger. That's my only complaint.
But the guy that they had played Volstagg was oddly the strange thing about Volstagg was that the guy that played, I think you were talking about the big fat guy. The guy that they had played Volstagg is the guy that was in Punisher Warzone
as the Punisher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
love
that
guy as an actor. He's
kind of a badass.
Yeah, he is. He screams, "I want to be the badass in your feature film."
And as far as number two goes, it would be Captain America. As far as comic book translation goes, and then Iron Man.
See, I thought Iron Man actually, kind of translated more from the comic book into the movie.
But
more
there's 10 points deducted from it automatically because Iron Man was bitten on more in the comic books, and today it's the Afghanistan War. But that's like trivial, almost trivial. I mean, it's not trivial, but it's almost trivial. That immediately just takes 10 points off.
Yeah, that's necessary because you can't really have him in the Vietnam War.
No.
Because then he's going to be like 80 years old.
Think about this. What if we weren't in a war currently? They would have to make something up entirely. Now, I almost said I'm glad we're in a war so that we could have this cartoon movie.
That's the whole reason we went to war.
It really didn't have anything to do with the war, though. It was just the hot spot in the world at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And currently, in back then when that came out, the hot spot in the world was Vietnam. Now the hot spot in the world is the Middle East or deserty region.
I'm talking to comic book to movie translation.
Well, then Captain America did the best because
it
was
Thor,
the most hard word of the truth.
To me, Thor,
Captain America,
Iron Man. That's the way I read it.
Oh, I'm not doubting you. Those three movies in any order would work for me because I enjoyed all three of those movies very, very well, very much so.
So do we need to continue anything with Captain America since we're going to talk about it as a bonus episode?
I'm going to throw in one thing from Thor. They needed to have that big guy that he's fighting when he's trying to get to the hammer.
Uh-huh.
And the big, huge guy that he beats the crap out of and beats the crap out of him. And they knock each other through the floor and then Thor gets away.
Right.
That guy should have yelled, like, Jiminy Christmas.
Sweet Christmas.
Or Sweet Christmas.
Yeah.
Should have yelled Sweet Christmas as he got knocked out.
That should have been Luke Cage.
Because that should have been Luke Cage right there. Because they brought Hawkeye in. That
guy you're talking about when he's going to the S.H.I.E.L.D. complex to get to
the hammer.
Thor hammer.
Yeah.
And the big guy that knocks him through the
teeth
material
is
Hawkeye.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that would have been
Sweet Christmas. That would have been
the best thing
ever.
I don't know anything about Luke Cage. Is that his name?
Yeah,
he says Sweet Christmas a lot.
What the
hell does that
mean? Some reason I thought it was Jiminy Christmas. I don't know why.
Something he said back in the 50s when it was
Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas.
I'm Luke Cage and Sweet Christmas.
Yeah.
See, that would have been perfect.
Another thing we're talking about. Okay, so another spoiler for Captain America. So during the wartime stuff, you know, they sort of combined the Captain America and the Invaders with the Howling Commandos because you had Dum Dum Duggan
the
in
World
there.
War II
who,
stuff.
Dum Dum Duggan was awesome in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Great actor for him, too.
And we
one
thought,
of my favorites.
So there was a black guy hanging out with Duggan that we thought was supposed
might
to be
end up being
Nick Fury.
Fury.
But it's not. He was Gabriel, which was one of the Howling Commandos.
Okay. So
in the
what,
comics,
did you do a little bit of research?
Yeah, I just checked to see who that actor played.
Okay, well then, in your research, did they tie Nick Fury into the Howling Commandos at all? Or
no, basically they just sort of combine. From what it looks like, is they combine, you know, Captain America's group, the Invaders, with just the Howling Commandos, just to have them in there because they operate at the same time.
The Invaders was the original Human Torch, and
the Invaders
Namor,
was
right?
Captain America and these, you know, that's all retcon stuff.
Yeah.
But it was all the superheroes or the costume adventurers
right.
of the time that fought during the war. So they took Cap and Bucky from that and combined them with Duggan and Gabriel from the Howling Commandos and then just had a bunch of extra guys in there.
Cool.
But so I thought that was going to be really cool that I thought they were going to totally have
Nick
Fury
really
fighting
cool
alongside him.
Because he could conceivably be alive running S.H.I.E.L.D. today, 70 years later, because he took the what formula?
The Infinity Formula.
Which, in the
but
theater,
it's not,
I asked
it's not
you,
70 years in the movie because it's just from the 40s to... Well,
no, they had
70 years.
Yeah. I was thinking
he literally said, "You've been like 70 years."
Because in the comic books, he was only
It
was only
they
like
brought
10
him
years.
Back.
Yeah,
it was
because they found him
and
in
they
the
brought
60s.
Him back in the
yeah.
60s. And...
So yeah, I thought that would have been cool, but nope, they missed it.
Yeah,
but he was an actual character from the comics. He was Gabriel.
We're doing something with this boner episode that we've never done before. This is something that we've kind of talked about, outside of the Agreeable Brains podcast to having boner episodes when we're talking about a
subject that really gets us excited.
Exactly. When we're, you know, thus that goes along with the boner episode. But do we need to do anything like a secret, like cut line or something to make boy, it boy, seem boy, like? Boy, boy, boy. And am I totally blowing it now by talking about it?
No, I can cut that part out.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess.
I think you should leave that in there now.
I don't know. Yeah, I do. Totally.
Oh, I will.
Because I'm hilarious.
I'm not going to do that much work. I don't know. We'll figure it out in post.
One question for the Captain America movie. Speaking of Dum Dum Dugan and Nick Fury and Gabriel and all these kind of characters that they alluded to, was there, you know, in other movies they kind of do a fan nod where they like in the Captain America or in the Iron Man movie, they show Captain America's shield.
Which was a cool throwback because then in this movie they show that Howard Stark designed the shield.
Right.
Which I thought was a really cool scene because he had all these cool Iron Man-esque shields with these gadgets and stuff. Right. And then he just picks up the round, the plain basic one. Round one.
Was there any fan nods? I didn't notice any.
The one that I liked a lot was they had him drawing the little sketch of the monkey and stuff because in the comic books...
Of the monkey? What?
Yeah, he was drawing
monkey the monkey. Okay, I don't get that.
In the comic books, before he joined the army, he was an artist.
Okay, because I was watching the 1990s Captain America, like we've established.
Yep, and he was sketchy in that
one, too.
And then, I didn't know that about Captain America. And they did a thing in the, 70s or 80s, which was kind of a really weird meta thing, but Steve Rogers had a job at Marvel Comics drawing the Captain America comic book.
Yeah. You were lying.
No, he totally did.
You just
did.
Made this up right now.
He totally did. And they did some really weird stuff, like one time he like got mad at the writers. For the way they were depicting Captain America, and like he walked out of his own comic, it's like it's just a really trippy thing. I don't
know. Oh my god!
But yeah, that little thing I thought was really cool.
Everybody on acid,
maybe
in the Marvel.
And then I really liked how they first used him for the propaganda stuff, and they had
that was cool.
Had the classic the comic accurate costume.
I looked at you and I said that Captain America, that stupid Captain America costume that they're making fun of in the movie looks better than the goddamn X-Men costumes in any freaking movie that they've come up with.
But they had like the cool black and white. He was making some like movies,
like they Captain America movies,
which looked like some of the old serials that they did.
Right, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, Android Human Torch.
Oh yeah, that was the fan nod. I knew there was something. Yeah. I knew that Android Human Torch, the original Human Torch from the Invaders, in the World's Fair with
quick pan across the
quick
screen.
Quick pan across the fair. This it said synthetic something.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it said, but it was a dude standing. It almost looked like a mannequin standing in a.
Probably was just a mannequin with the costume on in a sealed tube.
Yeah, so he didn't have oxygen because oxygen is what ignites him. And that was definitely a fan nod. Anything else that you can point out? Because there's always stuff like that.
Most of that stuff, I didn't catch a lot of it until, and I won't catch it until I see the movie again. Because first time I'm watching, I'm going, oh my god, I'm watching Captain America.
Exactly.
The second time I watch it, like in Green Lantern, the third time I saw Green Lantern, I saw so much more than what I saw the first two times I saw.
Well, I can't think of anything else in Captain America, right?
I definitely want to see it again.
We covered the Human Torch, Gabriel, Dum Dum Dugan, which these aren't really fan nods because they were actual characters in the movie.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any other kind of like wink to the camera for the fans. I can't think of anything else. What were some of the from Green Lantern, I guess? Unless, Chad, you got something?
No, I was just going to say I do want to see the movie again. I definitely plan on seeing it again. I think if I see it again, I'm going to see the 3D version.
Yeah, I think if you do, let me know. I'll go with you.
Yeah,
I saw Green Lantern. Chad hadn't seen Green Lantern.
I've not seen it yet.
What were the fan nods in there that you can think of?
I think I don't want to spoil it for Chad if he hasn't seen Green Lantern yet.
Fuck Chad.
No, I really don't.
Okay, all right.
He's very good at not spoiling movies for me, so I don't want to be the bad guy on that.
I hate you now.
Sorry.
All right, so... Okay.
I'll tell you this. Look, or whenever they have any of the pan shots into Ryan Reynolds' bedroom and his living room,
I totally missed
watch
it.
For the toys.
Really?
Yeah, all over the place.
Oh, terrible.
Missed it. Okay, so
missed it.
Do we want to call that good on the Captain
America? Yeah, let's call that good on the Captain America.